please call together items 670, 671, and 672?
670, apply for a grant from the Oregon Military Department Office of Emergency Management for their Emergency Management Performance Grant Program in the amount of $285,000 for administering an integrated all-hazard emergency management program for the City of Portland. And 671, accept and appropriate the fiscal year 2016 Urban Areas Security Initiative Grant in the amount of $2,822,000 from the Oregon Office of Emergency Management to enhance emergency preparedness through planning, training, and equipping emergency responders in the Portland urban area. And 672, authorize application to the Department of Homeland Security Urban Areas Security Initiative Grant Program for a grant in the amount of $2,837,000 to enhance emergency preparedness through planning, training, and equipping of emergency responders in the Portland urban area.
Good afternoon. So these were pulled, and my guess is people are going to ask, what are the grants for? What kind of equipment and training will be provided through these grants? So if you get to that, I think you'll answer some of the questions that people may have on these items. Thank you.
I'll start with 670, the Emergency Management Performance Grant. This is a pass-through grant from the Federal Department of Homeland Security to the Oregon State Office of Emergency Management to the City of Portland. It's a non-competitive grant that's awarded on a population basis, and most Oregon counties and large cities receive the grant. We use it to pay our rent, to pay salaries for two staff people, and to pay part of our phone bill. The agreement that comes with the grant is that we have to submit our annual work plan and then follow it, and that work plan is exactly in accord with our strategic plan. So it says we develop emergency response and mitigation plans, and we practice them, and we do community outreach around preparedness.
Thank you.
All right. My name is Amy Cole, and I am the Grants Program Coordinator at the Bureau of Emergency Management, and I will start with the Urban Area Security Initiative FY16 grant. That's 670.
That's 671.
This grant also comes to us through the state from the Oregon Emergency Management. The city has received this grant since 2003. It is a regional grant for the Portland urban area, which includes five counties, the Port of Portland, and TriMet. The five counties served are Multnomah, Washington, Clark County in Washington, Columbia, and Clackamas. The city of Portland is the fiscal agent for the regional funding. Last spring, council approved the application for the funds, and we are just now getting the grant agreement, and so we're asking for acceptance, approval to accept and expend the funds. The funding is focused on region-wide emergency preparedness, response, recovery, and mitigation for both natural and man-made events and disasters. Examples of the projects to be funded include regional neighborhood emergency readiness, including community responders, so that's training and planning and equipment for those responders, medic training for firefighters around the region, urban search and rescue training for firefighters, equipment for the state medical examiner's mobile morgue unit, a fuel management exercise, hiring of a consultant to develop a recovery framework for the region, and it also funds 3.5 staff to run the grant.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Sure. And so I'll move on, I guess, to 672, which is the application for the UWASI 2017 funds. A lot of the information is the same. It serves the same region. Again, we've had this funding since 2003. We're asking council to approve the application for approximately $2.8 million. The application is due June 22nd, 2017. It was an extremely fast turnaround this year for that. So We're asking for approval to apply. We'll come back to council when we have the grant agreement, like we do with 16 right now. So that will be probably in the winter or spring of 2018.
Very good. Great. Thank you. Colleagues, any questions before we call for public testimony? Is there any public testimony on 670, 671, or 672?
These were pulled by Mr. Lightning. He's gone, but Mr. West would like to testify.
Very good. If you want to just cool your heels for a couple of minutes. Thank you.
Yes, I'm against us receiving any money or equipment or anything like that from Homeland Security or the military, regardless what the situation is. I can see a lot of it going toward police. And if you guys haven't noticed, the police have been extremely rough on protesters. They've been extremely vigil on doing stuff against cop watchers. And my concern is, if you start receiving federal money, what's the federal government going to ask for in return? The federal government doesn't just give money and say, okay, here you go. A lot of times they'll come back and say, well, we gave you money here. Now this is what we expect in return. And that return might not be what people want. And if you're receiving money from the from Homeland Security and the military for this emergency preparations, what's that? What are you telling the activists in this community? What are you telling the people of the city of Portland that, yeah, we're going to accept money, and sometime down the way, our government's going to sit there and say, well, we want this, this, this. You know, you're saying we're a sanctuary city. What happens down the way when the federal government goes, well, you're a sanctuary city, so we're not going to give you these funds? Or what happens when the federal government turns around and says, well, you're assisting illegal aliens, so we want all these people you're assisting or you're helping, we want their names and addresses. You know, I totally disagree with receiving anything from the federal government. If the city can't afford to do their own training, then they need to come up with other ways of paying for it besides going to the federal government. All this stuff that they're talking about, the fire department's trained in that anyway. You know, we have a urban search and rescue truck and stuff like that. I would greatly go against what this measure says.
Very good. Thank you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Starstoffer. I'm disturbed at the idea that we're going to be receiving money from Homeland Security or the federal government and the military, especially under this administration. I'm concerned of under what stipulations we would be accepting those funds. Second of all, what outreach work? Where? What neighborhood? What people are you activating? How many people are attending these classes, these trainings, these services? Why are we only, if you're so concerned about public safety and emergency preparedness, why are these trainings and services not opened up to the public? Why not train your own citizens to be emergency prepared? Third of all, why is any of this money being allocated to TriMet? The Department of Homeland Security already allocates money to TriMet, which is how come they have the money to hire Portland cops to be their personal security for their bus lines. So really what you're saying when you say that they're going to be allocating some of this money to TriMet is that you're giving some of the money again to the Portland police. As we know, the Portland police are dangerous. They're criminals. They're killing people. They attacked over 900 people because one brick was allegedly thrown. And we want to give these people more money. Are you crazy? This is insane. You don't reward thugs by paying them for being thugs. So I'm against this completely. I'm with Bob. This is extremely disturbing, and I think in a sanctuary city where protesting is an enormous part of the culture because there's so many freaking problems to address every single day because of measures like this, it sets the wrong message. It sends the wrong message. It sets a bad example. You're telling, you know, the undocumented and black people in this community, you're just putting a big fat middle finger in their face, and you're telling protesters your days are numbered because it was the Department of Homeland Security that declared us terrorists.
Thank you. Mr. Walsh, you're up.
Good morning. My name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. I'm not going to go through a whole list of things because this is an emergency ordinance. You're all going to vote for it anyway. And I'll just give you a warning. Keep it up. Mm-hmm. Keep it up doing this kind of stuff. Just keep it up. And Commissioner Dudaly, you got my vote. I want it back. Ever since you've been on this council, you've disappointed me.
The feeling's mutual.
The rest of you are not a disappointment. I've been dealing with you for years. Except the mayor, which it seems like I've been dealing with you for years. Because you're the same as Hales. You're the same as Sam. The only one that you're not the same as is Potter. Because I liked him. Even though we disagreed a lot. But I liked him. Because he used to start his meetings every week with how are the kids doing? How are the children doing? And his theory was, if the children are doing well, then so is Portland. Since you've taken office, we are not doing so well. And I grant you, I am not a child. But I'm telling you, keep doing what you're doing, folks. Just keep doing what you're doing. And you guys are up for re-election. And it's going to be really interesting what the people of Portland do with you. If I had my way, I'd recall both of you. And I hate recalls. I just hate them. But I would do it. This council is a shame. Absolute shame. Because you do not stop this guy. You do not stop the police department. And you could. Parliamentary procedure allows you to do it. Study it. Figure it out. You can override this guy anytime
Thank
you want.
Thank you. Your time is
and
now
you know
up.
That.
Is there any other public testimony on this item?
Why don't you learn?
Mr. Walsh, you're out of order. Mr. Walsh,
Mayor,
this is you're out of order, and I don't want to have to ask you to leave.
Oh, my God. Fuck your order. Here's my exclusion.
No.
Take it. Giving more money to Homeland Security than fucking cops.
No, they're giving us money for emergency preparedness. So we can prepare the community. No, you didn't read before you came down here to testify. You should at least know what you're testifying on.
No, I will not.
Excuse me, sir, you're excluded. You're gonna have to leave.
You're out of order!
No, you are
a criminal! You tried to kill me, you idiot! You tried to kill me! Why did you do that? You are in the clan.
Why don't we take a 3-minute recess while everybody calms down?
You're gonna get the cops here in 2 minutes. You phony bastard.
Are you done?
No.
Good. All right, let's continue then. So, folks, we respect the right of people to pull items from the agenda, but then when we have staff come here and testify on what the agenda items actually are, we'd ask people to at least listen to what the staff said. Mr. Walsh, please.
Shut up! You are a criminal! Don't you tell me to be quiet!
Mr. Walsh, you're interrupting all these other people.
I'm not gonna buy you a mocha.
Very good.
What do you think of that?
Well, I guess I'll just have to pay for my own mocha.
It's tempting, though, isn't it? It's tempting.
Yeah, fuck you, Wheeler.
Yeah, that's very mature.
You should not.
It's very mature.
You ran out of oxygen on the court being chased by
you know what?
Boss.
You need to leave, please. You're in violation of the council rules, and I was very clear what
yeah,
those rules
know.
Are.
You need to step down.
Fuck the council.
You're
rules.
Disgusting.
Thank you. Oh, did I give you back the...
Bring shame to this city.
So this is that. Okay, good. Thank
so
you.
Anyway, were there any further questions? Excuse me. Security, could you please... Security, get rid of them, please. Security, please have them removed ASAP.
children. And you'll never get the decision in federal court. I'll bet you two movies.
You know what? Please leave. Thank you. If you can't participate in a mature manner, you're going to have to leave. That's the rule. I'm sorry. So, at any rate, back to the order at hand. Now that we've completed public testimony, can you please call the roll on item 670?
Mayor, I'm sorry.
Commissioner Daly.
Could we just address a couple things very briefly? First of all, just for those of you watching at home, we actually do train community members to perform emergency services through our NETS program. And if anyone's interested in that, please look it up. We just did, I believe, the largest NETS training in the U.S., several 400 or 500 Portlanders. Secondly, I just want to clarify that these are grants that we are accepting for emergency preparedness and resiliency. We are not giving money to Homeland Security. And
you know, folks, I'm sorry. We're gonna take a 5-minute recess, please. Mr. Walsh is not cooperating. Let's take a 5-minute recess.
Sorry.
That's fine. We'll move that one next. Good. And then I'm sure my commissioners, there was one Dan has to recuse himself on. Do you recall?
And is Commissioner Fritz coming back? I heard she was leaving at
12:30. Fritz is gone.
Okay, so we can't do 691 then.
That's fine. We're not going to get to it anyway. 683?
At all.
683. Okay. And those are both Bureau of Transportation. So, okay, so let's do 665, 676. Then we'll go to, and 683 is a short presentation, correct?
Yeah.
Then we'll do 683, 684.
Mayor,
yes. So let's do this. Let's open the record on these items because there's people from the private sector here to testify. And so let's keep the records open. We'll have to keep the records open and not take a vote on 665, 676, 683 or 684. So we'll commence. We'll take public testimony. I'll close the record and we'll keep him open for a vote when we have Commissioner Fish back.
Okay.
So so we were in the middle of a vote, was my recollection.
But we don't have enough now for 670, 71, or 72 to vote.
So let's we will close the record on here. Why don't we reconvene? We're reconvened as the Portland City Council. In a moment. Okay, we are reconvened as the Portland City Council. A little bit of a disruption there. Nothing we can't handle. We were in the middle of a vote. Carla, can you remind me which items we were in the process?
We were on 670, 671, and 672.
And 670, 671, and 672. Those are all emergency ordinances. We do not have a quorum. So what I will do is close the public record on those items, but we'll continue those items to the time when we have Commissioner Fish here back in about 15 minutes. Next, what we will do is hear from the office.